us see to me what is your risk management really all about? So really, it is a lot to do with probability and statistics, and a complex process that's very difficult to apply. And I disagree. I think managing risk is one of the most natural things we can do and one of the most important. And for me, risk management is essential asking and answering 6 basic questions. And there are questions that everybody wants to ask, no matter what situation they're in, whether it is a personal dilemma, a project process, or some kind of organizational decision. The first question is, what are we trying to do? And that really leads us into the first step of a risk process, which is objective setting, understanding the scope and the context and the environment within which we're having to manage risk. So what I am trying to achieve is the first question, and it is the first step of the risk processes. Once we know what we're trying to achieve, the second question is what might affect me. Are there things out there in the future which could either hinder me achieving my goals or maybe even help me? And that question, what might affect me, is our step into risk identification, finding the uncertainties that matter, the future events which, if they occur, would help or hinder as we try to achieve our goal. The third question is that not all of those things we have identified are equally important. So my third question is, which of those things that might affect me are the most important? And that leads us to the step of the risk process that we call risk assessment, risk evaluation, or risk analysis. Trying to prioritize those things that might affect us into key dimensions, how likely it is to happen, and if it did happen, what could it, what effect could I have on our goal, either positive or negative, because of course threat in risk, including both threat and opportunities. So our first three questions are, what I am trying to achieve, what might affect me, and which are the most important ones. That gives me a prioritized list of uncertainties that matter. Now, the fourth question, what should we do about it? And this is really important, because otherwise we're just the victim of uncertainty, and things might happen on our project which we weren't expecting. So now we know what the key risks are, we can design some response. We could try on bad risk to avoid them or minimize them or protect ourselves. For good risk, we could try to maximize or exploit them, or to make ourselves more able, position ourselves to be better able to exploit them, to use them if they happen. So our fourth question, what I'm trying to achieve, what might affect